This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These would seem, on the face of it, to be heady days for companies that can pipe hour after hour of content to your devices to help kill time during or simply distract from these weeks and months of quarantine. And to some degree, they are, but there is also some peril here. Case in point, Netflix. It said today that it's going to issue another $1 billion in debt to keep buying and making more of the content we are all counting on right now. Borrowing money's not new for Netflix, right? But with the crisis still in its early days, is it sustainable, do you suppose? Marketplace Jasmine Garst has that one.
If there's a deep dent in your couch from all the Netflix watching during quarantine, you're not alone. After many quarters of slow growth, the company announced its new subscribers are double what was expected. But even CEO Reed Hastings cautioned against reading too much into that. Tim Hanlon from the media consulting company Vertere Group agrees.
Even Reed Hastings said in his call today, he expects those numbers to be relatively short-lived and will sort of tamp down as the virus plays out and people start to go back outside again.
There are more streaming platforms than ever trying to tap into that captive quarantine audience. Meanwhile, Netflix has already lost marquee shows like Friends and will soon lose The Office. And so it's been pivoting more to original content.
Carol Baskin, you've already stripped me of just about everything I own.
It's been hit or miss, but producing a successful show like Tiger King costs more money up front than licensing an old sitcom. Rahul Talang with Carnegie Mellon University says investors understand that.
At the end of the day, this business is going to be who can make the show that people are willing to pay for.
Netflix's debt has always raised eyebrows, but with the pandemic, it's hardly the only streaming service making investors concerned. Consider its competitor, Disney. Eric Hagstrom is an analyst with eMarketer.
Their parks are shut down or live sports are canceled right now, which is bad for ESPN, which is also owned by Disney.
Netflix's cash burning might seem risky, but at least they don't have a bunch of empty roller coaster rides and canceled sports events to worry about. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.